It looks like the demands of the key alliance members, the TDP and the JDU, are only now becoming clear. And it's not just cabinet berths that they're looking at and ministerial positions. They are also now starting to raise questions on key policy decisions, not least of which was the landmark Agnipath system or scheme of recruitment of soldiers and non-officer ranks into the armed forces. This is what Chirag Paswan told my colleague, Maria Shakil, earlier today.
Chirag, coming to the point that has been raised by your alliance partner, which is the JDU. Now, it is an NDA government under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi which is taking shape. They have raised the contentious Agniveer issue. Do you think there is a need for further discussion on it or a rollback?
I don't know, but yes, I mean, if somebody has raised it, and I think NDA gives us that platform to, you know, sit and discuss. Yesterday in that meeting, I don't know whether I should be saying this or not, but yes, my Prime Minister said this on record openly that, you know, I'm open to all the discussions. This platform is open. I'm easily available. Come and discuss your concerns, your suggestions, whatever that is there. So if somebody feels or if anybody feels, I definitely believe that, yes, a samiksha, you know, we must revisit that. That how much could we deliver through Agniveer, because this is something which is directly related to the youngsters of our country.
Since you talk about Yuva, the new MY, that's why I'm asking you, is there a need for a samiksha?
So maybe, yes, samiksha must be done. And I think in anything, samiksha must be done. If it's beneficial, if it's working for them, the soch beside it, behind this yojana, if that's getting penetrated well, then definitely we should continue. If not, then we should come out with suggestions that what can be done.
अग्निवीर योजना को लेकर के मतदाताओं के एक हिस्से में नाराजगी रही है। हमारी पार्टी चाहती है कि विस्तार से उन कमियों खामियों को दूर किया जाए जिसको लेकर के जनता ने सवाल उठाए।
मेरे ख्याल जनता दल यूनाइटेड ने मामले को उठाया है कि अग्निवीर जो स्कीम है उसको पुनर्विचार करना चाहिए, और मैं तो समझता हूँ कोई दल, कोई नेता, कोई पार्टी अगर अग्निवीर का विरोध करती है तो देश हित में कर रही है, क्योंकि कांग्रेस पार्टी ने एक स्पष्ट कमिटमेंट किया था अगर हम सरकार में आते हैं तो हम अग्निवीर को रद्द करेंगे, पुरानी भर्ती को चालू करेंगे। तो ये जो आज मुद्दा उठाया है जनता दल यूनाइटेड ने, ये मैं समझता हूँ एक सही मुद्दा है, और इसका मुझे लगता है कि एक सकारात्मक परिणाम आना चाहिए।
General Sanjay Kulkarni, both retired generals of the Indian Army, Supriya Shinet of the Congress Party, Anurag Naidu, the political analyst, somebody close to the BJP. I'm also joined by Arvind Nishad, spokesperson of the JDU. Arvind ji, pehle to main aapse sawal karna chahunga. Aapne Agnipath scheme ko mudda kyu banaya?
देखिए, अग्निपथ स्कीम को मुद्दा इसलिए बनाया गया है कि इस बार के चुनाव में भी अग्निपथ मुद्दा एक गंभीर मुद्दा बनकर के उभरा था। तो मेरी पार्टी ने ऐसा महसूस किया कि अग्निपथ के मुद्दे पर जो आने वाली सरकार होगी उस सरकार को गंभीरता पूर्वक इस पर विचार करना चाहिए, और जब हम कॉलिशन के पार्ट होंगे तो कॉलिशन में कोई भी निर्णय, गठबंधन सरकार का कोई भी निर्णय सामूहिकता में लिया जाता है। तो इसलिए हमारी पार्टी ने यह तय किया कि आने वाली जो नरेंद्र मोदी जी की तीसरी सरकार होगी इसमें हम लोग एक साथ एक मुद्दे पर सभी पार्टी के लोग एक रूपता में निर्णय लेंगे, और उसके आधार पर अग्निवीर योजना है उसमें जो भी कुछ करना होगा उसको सामूहिक रूप से सरकार बैठ करके निर्णय लेगी। यही हमारी पार्टी का स्टैंड आज पार्टी की ओर से कृषि त्यागी साहब ने रखा
जी। अरविंद जी, आप अग्निपथ स्कीम पे चाहते क्या है? आप इसको रिवर्स करना चाहते, इसको कैंसिल, इसको रद्द करना चाहते? आपका मतलब, आपका मेन डिमांड क्या है इसमें?
देखिए, हमारी पार्टी की ओर से जो कहा गया है कि भाई इसको गंभीरता पूर्वक विचार करना चाहिए।
गंभीरता पूर्वक विचार का मतलब क्या है? क्योंकि गंभीरता पूर्वक विचार तो कई सालों के लिए हो चुका है, और ये कई साल के लिए ये स्कीम इंप्लीमेंट हो चुका है। अग्निवीर काफी हजारों अग्निवीर हमारे फौज में अब है, आर्मी, एयरफोर्स और नेवी में। तो अब आप इस मुद्दे को रेज कर रहे, मतलब आपका डिमांड क्या है? सिर्फ आलोचना या इससे ज्यादा भी और कुछ?
नहीं, आलोचना। देखिए, गंभीर राजनीति करने के लिए देश में जेडीयू जानी जाती है, और नीतीश कुमार जी पिछले 40 वर्षों में गंभीर राजनेता के तौर पर अपनी छाप छोड़ी है। बिहार और देश और दुनिया के लोग जानते हैं। इसलिए सिर्फ हम लोग चर्चा करने के लिए अग्निवीर योजना के बारे में पार्टी की ओर से कोई बहस नहीं छेड़ा गया
जी।
इसमें आमूलचूल परिवर्तन हो और परिवर्तन का स्वरूप कैसा होगा इसके बारे में सरकार आगे बैठ करके चर्चा करेगी और चर्चा के उपरांत जो भी डिसीजन होगा उसको आप लोगों के समक्ष पार्टी और सरकार की ओर से रखा जाएगा।
अरविंद जी ये बताइए इलेक्शन कैंपेन पे अग्निपथ स्कीम ये आपके लिए जेडीयू के लिए एक इलेक्शन मुद्दा था?
मैंने बताया कि हमारी पार्टी की ओर से यह कहा गया कि अग्निवीर योजना भी इस इलेक्शन में एक मुद्दा बनकर के उभरा था तो स्वाभाविक तौर पर पार्टी को ऐसा
उभरा था पर आपका 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 जो इलेक्शन कैंपेन रहा जेडीयू का जो इलेक्शन कैंपेन रहा इनमें आपके नेता लोग ने अग्निपथ स्कीम को रेज किया इलेक्शन कैंपेन में?
देखिए पास्ट में क्या हुआ नहीं हुआ मैं उस विषय पर मैं नहीं जाना चाहता।
नहीं पर अभी तो हमारी जरूरी चीज है ना क्योंकि अगर आप लोगों ने इलेक्शन कैंपेन पे रेज नहीं किया और अब आप रेज कर रहे हैं इसका मतलब क्या है? गवर्नमेंट फॉर्मेशन होने के पहले ही मतलब आप लोग अपना डिमांड्स आउटलाइन कर रहे हैं बात तो यही है ना।
देखिए कोई भी विषय जब सरकार में बैठ करके तय होता है तो वह देशवासियों के लिए तय होता है और देश में बेहतर कैसे हो कैसे युवाओं के लिए नई रोजगार की स्कीम पेश किया जाए इसके लिए हमारी पार्टी ने इसको इस सवाल को खड़ा किया है।
ये पॉलिटिकल मुद्दा है आपके लिए अरविंद जी या ये नेशनल सिक्योरिटी का मुद्दा है या एम्प्लॉयमेंट का मुद्दा है?
दोनों है।
मतलब पॉलिटिकल मुद्दा भी है?
नहीं आप समझिए इसको ऐसे समझिए कि देश के युवाओं के लिए है और देश के युवाओं के भविष्य से जुड़ा हुआ भी यह योजना और इस स्कीम के बारे में हम लोगों ने ख्याल रखा है क्योंकि हमारी पार्टी का स्पष्ट मानना है कि इस तरह की योजना में देश के नौजवानों को खासकर बिहार यूपी जहां से बड़ी संख्या में सेना में भर्ती होते हैं हमारे राज्य के नौजवान उत्तर प्रदेश के नौजवान हिंदी हॉटलाइन के नौजवान तो उनका ख्याल रखना भी हमारे लोगों
हम देश हम जैसे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी के नौजवान इसी स्कीम पे रिक्रूट होते हैं। जी अरविंद जी एक मिनट अनुराग नायडू यू हर्ड दोज रिमार्क्स डू यू सी दिस एज एन अलायंस पार्टनर ऑफ द बीजेपी अ की मेंबर ऑफ द एनडीए basically playing kingmaker that we will talk about your policies, we will make our demands and the process of governance going forward might be challenging.
Well, absolutely, Vishnu. I think that's a very pertinent question. You know, every state, whether it is TDP, whether it is JDU, they have their own local issues. You cannot find 100% common ground in every issue that they go to public about, whether it is political issue, whether it is a national issue. And also, let's also understand, life or politics is not about binary. It's not 0 to 1. There can be instances of finding a common ground. There are all the possibilities, the reservations of the youth of Bihar, which with respect to the Agnivir scheme can be discussed across the table. There can be a new formulation. There is a need to revisit. That's what the alliance partners are saying. They're not saying we need to scrap totally, outrightly, otherwise they will not be sitting on the table. I think this is an opportunity for also people who have been wanting to have some kind of a changes and modifications to the curriculum of the Agnivir scheme. This is one good chance where the BJP can take it possibility as an opportunity to revisit, to realign and to renegotiate the terms of Agnivir scheme, make it more lucrative, make it more beneficial. Let's see if we have more, we can give more opportunity to the Biharis and the youth of India. That why not? It will be a very beneficial one.
No, but
I think this alliance partner will
Agnipath
add on to it.
Agnipath is not based on reservation, sir. Agnipath is an all India system of recruitment. It is
but
designed for anybody who wants to apply for it.
Correct.
You now, are you suggesting that there be a Bihar a reservation for Agnipath?
No. Look, Bihar. See, Vishnu, you have to understand. Reservation for Bihar or not reservation for Bihar is not an issue. The interest of the Bihari youth is on the table. How do you meet that? Whether you meet that with a reservation,
how do
whether
you accommodate meet that with the interests of youth from other parts of the country, sir?
So, come again?
How do you accommodate the interests of other youth from across the country on a scheme like this?
That is
if
exactly.
If you focus only
now
on
you
Bihari
had a
youth.
Correct.
Agnipath is not a Bihari scheme, sir. It is an India scheme.
Absolutely.
You can agree or disagree with the scheme, but it's not based, right. So is it your worry, therefore, Anurag, that this is going to be, a victim of politics.
No, why not? Why it should be like that? Why should we see like that, Vishnu? It's an opportunity where at least the voice of, you know, now you have that you have an alliance. You cannot complain of the fact that you are not being heard about. You have got the reservations of the youth of Bihari's youth put on the table. That will be discussed. And of course,
okay,
no other state will be left out of their interest. It has to be collective decision. But the reservation should be heard. The whole point that the alliance partners are trying to make is, hamari suni nahi ja rahi hai. Ab suni ja rahi hai. Ab discussion ho raha hai.
Supriya, is that something that you accept, that this is just about discussions and perhaps nothing further than that? Or do you see this as actually being a step in a political process which is making government formation tougher?
I have two things to say on that, and a good evening to you and the viewers and, of course, my fellow panelists. I have two things to say on that. Firstly, I am glad that people are talking about revision of Agniveer. I'm glad people are talking about scrapping that scheme. It is absolutely anti-youth of this country. You cannot ask a 21-year-old to retire at that age when the Prime Minister himself sought a re-election at 74. So that's the point. First point I want to make. The second point I want to make is, and you know, the discrimination it brings about in the armed forces and all of that, the way it was brought about and thrusted upon the forces, and General Narwane has spoken about that. I don't want to speak about those issues. But I think the first point is, it should be scrapped. It's a scheme that has no place for our armed forces. The second point that I want to make is, I think this is going to be the nature of our polity going forward. I think Mr. Modi's had a run without being questioned, without consensus, without debate, without discussion. He should get a taste of consensus making. He should get a taste of consultations, and he should get a taste of discussions, because that's the way to make policy in this country. And this is what democracy is all about. So Mr. Modi, who at the drop of a hat could announce a demonetization or a lockdown or laborers walking or a scheme like this, will now have to consult his alliance partners. His track record at building consensus is not very good. So let's wait and watch. But all I'm saying is, as far as the scheme is concerned, we are steadfastly against it. We had put it in our manifesto. We had promised the people we will be very happy to see it go. We are glad this and also the caste census are the two demands that have been raised by the allies of the BJP. But one thing is clear, no more Tughlaqi farmans. The world is not going to be governed by Mr. Modi's whims and fancies anymore. The allies will want a pound of their flesh, and they will want greater consensus and greater discussions and consultations.
General Kulkarni, without getting into the merits of the program, which we'll get into subsequently in this discussion, is this a key part of the armed forces, the entire recruitment process, which is now being politicized? And is there a danger in that?
Vishnu, thank you. I think definitely it should not be politicized at all. It's a reform and a transformative reform, which actually brings down the age profile from 32 by about 4 to 5 years to around 26 across. And therefore, it is something which will professionalism will increase. The dedication, commitment, and the thing that we all stand for, Naam Namak Nishan, will never be compromised. We'll have the best of youth retained for the armed forces. And therefore, this system can be reformed. It can be tweaked. And that tweaking can be done. Well, if 25% is the retention, it can be increased to 50%. The acid test of the Agnipath scheme would be the resettlement of the Agnivis. And those Agnivis, the ones which are retained, if government accepts the reforms from 25 to 50%, the balance of them are being absorbed elsewhere, maybe the police, paramilitary forces, the CISF, the PSUs, the banks, the private industries, that's well. As long as all of them are resettled and the aspirations of the Agniveer is also met and the professionalism of the armed forces is also not compromised. These two have to be seen. And I think in that context, this particular scheme which has come in, I personally would say it should not be scrapped. It should be reformed. Reformed to increase. And therefore, an internal committee has been set to see how best it can be done and how the aspirations can also be met, and definitely not compromising the professionalism. Obviously, with the new kind of warfare, the kind of things that are happening, you see what's going on in China, you see what's going on in Pakistan, you see all along LOC, LAC. And therefore, the need is to have a young army, which has always been the need. And once this scheme is there, and first one, the retiring, these people will be leaving in about 4 years, that's around 2027. There is enough time for us to see and reform this particular scheme. If there are certain things to be looked into, will be looked into. But Scrapping of the scheme, I do not advise. A reform of the scheme, positive, yes.
Yeah. General Moore, should it be scrapped or reformed? Can it be reformed?
Vishnu, Jayant, and Jayant, yes, to all the panelists, good to be back and discussing this topic. My stand remains consistent right from the time the scheme came in June 2022. Tab bhi maine ye baat kahi thi ki scheme na desh ke hit mein hai, na fauj ke hit mein hai, na yuvaon ke hit mein hai. It has dismantled the entire recruiting process. Aur is scheme ke aane se kya hua hai? First choice of the youth of anywhere across India. I am connected to thousands of young people. Pure desh mein the best lot would want to join the Indian Army, Navy and Air Force. After this scheme, this has become the last choice. In fact, we can't hoodwink beyond this. So, plus, there is people who are waiting for 3 years, 3 saal jo wait kar rahe the, wo bicharon ko ek din suddenly bola ki aapka puri ki puri bharti rad ho gayi hai. This was based on government notification. That was really a very, very disheartening step. So, pehle to somewhere we have to see ki how do we assuage their feelings? Can we hit refresh and ask those who were just waiting to enter a training institute that cleared all tests? That is one issue we will have to discuss. The other is there's a huge, the cohesion of unit cohesion has been affected by this. Ek jawan ko achha ek gun commander, ek AD commander, engineers, Navy, Air Force mein kahin bhi technical kaam ko achha kaam karna 8 se 9 saal lagte hain. 4 years you can't do anything with him because we don't know ye 4 saal ke baad rahega nahi rahega. How much of training should we give? Ye issue hai. So unit cohesion has affected and the Agniveers are treated differently. You get only 1 month leave. Others are going on 90 days leave. Your pay scales are low. Your terms and conditions, you're not even a sipahi. Sipahi us din banoge jis din aap permanent ho jaoge. So there are a lot of issues. I've been speaking on this, this issue, yes. And, connected with the rural youth in the villages, and I feel there is actually a requirement of either scrapping it totally or at least absorb 75%. 75% ko absorb karo, and 25% we must find a way for them to be readjusted. But I think 2 years is good time to honestly take a feedback from grassroots level. Honest feedback. If you take it, it will be absolutely clear like the sun in the sky.
General Kulkarni, is this a scheme that's working? You've been speaking to units on the ground. Are they happy with the quality of Agniveers coming into service within 6 months of being trained? Is that the... Sir, as a former DG Infantry, you have commanded the finest infantry force on earth. And that infantry force is based on experience. The Indian Jawan gained his or her experience based on the training that they received for years and years. Are we able to get that quality of soldier after somebody is made a soldier in 6 odd months? And then once they do gain experience, in 3.5-4 years, they're told, okay, that's enough, thank you very much.
See, Vishnu, what it is, the Indian Army soldier is the best soldier in the world. Better than an American equipment, I would put it that way. Excellent person who will give his best at all times. There's no denying the fact. Now, what is it that the armed forces are getting from this scheme? The best 25% today will be best 50% tomorrow or maybe more. Depends. What it is, for the first 4 years after the training he does, 10 weeks of the basic military training, 31 weeks of the advanced military training with the simulator that we have, his own standard, whether it be firing or physical fitness or tactical knowledge is concerned, all of it. I have gone and met these Agniveers in Ladakh. I have met them at Bumla in Tawang. I met them all over. I've seen them at the training center. Nothing. You can safely say nothing is compromised. All of them are equal. There are over 12 lakh youth. The recruitable male population, this thing is done through the RMP called the recruitable male population. Out of the 809 districts, about 170 districts are the ones which actually give. Himachal Pradesh has the maximum number of 420. Gujarat has about 16. Goa is only 4. Punjab has about 174. Uttarakhand has 278. So these recruitable male population, there is nothing. They are the best. They're still coming up. If 12 lakh youth, both male and female, are wanting to join, I've met them, each one of them. They say, as regards when you talk of the word discrimination. Now, he is there. He knows he's Agniveer. He knows from the outset he's not a sepoy. He becomes a sepoy once he's retained in the army after 4 years, presently what the terms of conditions are. And in the present terms of conditions are not bad at all. if one anybody looks at it, even every Sepoy today...
All right, General, I get your point that, you know, there are merits, you argue, of the scheme. General Moore disagrees with that. But Arvindji, I just wanted to return to you. Arvindji, jab ye baatcheet is scheme ke baare mein hoga, jab government formation hoga, to is this a deal breaker? Agar BJP kehte hai ki is scheme ko nahi badlenge aur discussion nahi karne ke liye taiyar hai, to phir aap log kya karenge?
देखिए, हमारी पार्टी का कोलिशन गवर्नमेंट चलाने का लंबा अनुभव है, चाहे वो अटल बिहारी वाजपेयी जी की सरकार में जेडीयू या समता पार्टी के रूप में हमारे लीडर ने बेहतर तरीके से काम किया है, और बिहार में पिछले 19 वर्षों से नीतीश कुमार जी कोलिशन गवर्नमेंट को लीड कर रहे हैं। तो कोलिशन गवर्नमेंट को कैसे चलाना होता है, या हमारे नेता नीतीश कुमार जी पार्टी प्रेसिडेंट अच्छी तरीके से जानते हैं कि कैसे किस योजना को देश हित में लाया जाना चाहिए और कैसे किस स्कीम को लागू कराया जाना चाहिए, यह अच्छी तरीके से हमारी पार्टी जानती है। साथ ही साथ कोलिशन गवर्नमेंट में हर पार्टी की अपनी एक मर्यादा होती है, और उस मर्यादाओं के साथ लीडिंग गवर्नमेंट में जो लीडिंग पार्टी होता है, उस पार्टी को सभी स्टेक होल्डर्स को यह बात मानने के लिए उसको बाध्य तो नहीं होना पड़ता है, बट
डिप्लोमेटिक उसकी डिमांड का इस्तेमाल कर रहे, और आप काफी इनडायरेक्टली ये मतलब आंसर दे रहे। एक और चीज बताइए, क्योंकि मेरे पास वक्त है नहीं, अग्निवीर अग्निपथ स्कीम के बारे में तो छोड़िए, आप इस वक्त आप लोगों का क्या डिमांड है, क्या पद चाहते हैं आप, अगर डिफेंस मिनिस्ट्री, फाइनेंस मिनिस्ट्री, होम मिनिस्ट्री या फॉरेन मिनिस्ट्री नहीं मिलता तो आप लोग किस पद से खुश होंगे? स्पीकर्स पोस्ट, इज दैट व्हाट यू वांट?
विष्णु जी, इस तरह के फैसले टीवी चैनल्स के डिबेट में नहीं बताए जाते हैं ना लिए जाते हैं।
नहीं, पर काफी चीज तो बताया जाता है, जैसे अग्निवीर स्कीम के बारे में तो आप लोग नाखुश है, वो बताया जा रहा है अब तो।
ठीक है, इस तरह के फैसले पार्टी के बैठकों में, गठबंधन की बैठकों में पार्टी प्रेसिडेंट के द्वारा प्रस्तुत किया जाता है, और उस पर डिस्कशन के बाद जो भी अंतिम फैसला होता है वो प्रधानमंत्री और मुख्यमंत्रियों के स्तर पर लिया जाता है कि कौन सी पार्टी के किस लीडर को, किस मिनिस्टर को कौन सा पोर्टफोलियो देना है, या प्रधानमंत्री तय करते हैं और राज्यों में मुख्यमंत्री तय करते हैं। इसलिए इस तरह की बात करना कि जेडीयू रेलवे मिनिस्टर लेगी, फाइनेंस लेगी, डिफेंस लेगी, या इस तरह की बात, मैं समझता हूं कि मीडिया में डिस्कशन करने के बजाय जब गवर्नमेंट स्वरूप में आ जाएगा, गवर्नमेंट और
गवर्नमेंट स्टेबल सरकार होगा, सरकार स्टेबल,
बिल्कुल।
डू यू बिलीव दैट इट्स गोइंग टू बी अ स्टेबल गवर्नमेंट गोइंग फॉरवर्ड, और डू यू बिलीव दैट द डिमांड्स दैट वी आर ऑलरेडी सीइंग इंडिकेट दैट यू नो इट माइट बी प्रॉब्लमैटिक, इफ नॉट टुमारो देन परहैप्स इन द फ्यूचर?
मिस्टर मोदी हैज बीन यूज्ड टू हैविंग हिज वे और द हाईवे. Mr. Modi has sidelined some of the most senior leaders of his own party. Mr. Modi is not known to take people along. I was in his first term a journalist, and I remember many coalition partners, even though he did not need them, used to come to Arun Jaitley and say, why are we not having coordination committee meetings? I remember Shiromani Akali Dal's Mr. Gujral coming to him repeatedly. I remember JDU back then saying, why are we not having these coordination committee meetings? He is somebody who likes to have my way or the highway. We will have to see how much Mr. Modi is willing to swallow his ego and his pride and his outright style of governance, which is extremely, extremely dictatorial. We will have to see how stable this government is going to be. The reality is that he's going to be pulled in all sorts of directions, but whatever works for the people of this country is what we need to stand for. I am glad that the issue that we went to people with, which is Agniveer, is today being talked about. I wish the JDU had spoken about this issue during the campaign. Perhaps their conscience has is now awake while they are going to be a part of the government. But I will only say one thing: this is an anti-youth scheme. This is not a scheme, because Sena ka kaam aap AK par nahi kara sakte. Siachin se lekar Tapte Registan par jo sainik hai, wo 4 saal ke bhaade par kaam nahi kar sakta hai. Jis din Narendra Modi ji ko unke sarkar ko ye samajh mein aa jayega, you will have more respect for the armed forces.
All right. Okay, look, I need to wrap this up. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Thank you.